What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I had a message. Now, I'm not going to reveal the person's name, but they were concerned. So to alleviate that concern, I decided to post another rant video expressing my absolute disdain for what the fuck is happening right now. Don't worry, dude. I'm fine. I had to buy a drink to calm the fuck down, because I've just been watching nothing but... Like, there's a fire right now in Texas. And it just burned, like, 4,000 fucking acres of property. So this is one of those moments where I'm reminiscing and I'm looking back at my hometown and I'm thinking, where did we go wrong? And is there still time to save it? But here's the thing about an infection is, like, once it moves in and once it's there, you kind of need to cut away. You need to cut away at a lot to start the healing process. And if you've got, you know, one doctor that says, I need to amputate the leg, and then you got another nurse that says, you know, well, if you amputate the leg, then he won't be able to walk anymore, and that conflict starts to happen in the room, then nothing will ever get done. Right? It's probably a shit analogy. Here's my point. That's a really bad analogy. Because the analogy that I'm trying to use is the one that I see that's going on in Maui right now. I'll get to it. Hold on.
The destruction in Maui is heartbreaking, as the wildfires have become now the deadliest in 100 years. So why is Oprah Winfrey there trying to make it about herself?
I'll tell you why, buddy. You see, dear old Mother Oprah has been in the spotlight for years now. Her image is America's mother. That is her image. She's like Bill Cosby, you know, back in the day. Not today's Bill Cosby, the way we know him. She's America's mother. She's supposed to be the symbol of caring. Now, do you want to know why, for the guy who sent me the message, do you want to know why I'm so fucking pissed? You see, there's a big difference between what happened in East Palestine versus what happened in Maui, and what's happening in Maui. That would be like if a gas explosion were to go off and take out half the fucking city, and then you find out that all these casinos and all these corporations were trying to cut corners to save a dollar, and then, you know, the police and the fire departments and everybody was tied up and tangled because the chiefs or the people in charge, all right, the chiefs that were in charge didn't want to overexert their already thinned out staff, which we do. We have a thinned out staff. There's not enough police officers, and apparently there's not enough fire departments. Apparently. Like, the population here is just far too big. So, you know, in order to cut costs, you know, they kept the, or in order to preserve the hospitals from flooding, they decided not to you know, take people to the emergency room. Instead, they decided to take them to the Allegiance Arena. They take them to the Allegiance Arena instead of the hospital because they didn't want to overflood the system with too many people that were injured. For, you know, they wanted to keep it open for real emergencies just in case there was another mass shooting or some bullshit, right? Imagine how fucking stupid that would sound. And then half the town gets burned to, you know, burned to a crisp, and then we turn to these fucking places that you know, could have prevented the fire, and then you find out that, hey, dude, we were understaffed, and then you turn to the fucking governor and the mayor of Las Vegas, and you say, why were we understaffed? Ah, well, you know, we just didn't have enough, you know, funding. And then you look at these, you know, you look at everything. At the rich people that live here, you look at the casinos and you look at everything, and it's a tourist attraction. And you got half the population that's saying, why the fuck are people gambling? We just went through like this horrible atrocity. And then you have the other ones that are saying, no, you got to keep coming here because that's what's going to keep this town alive. What does that tell you? That there's a divide there, doesn't there? Because that's exactly what happened in my hometown. There's a divide there. There's liberals versus conservatives, and they both think that they have a better idea on how to run the town. But the town was running smooth before I even got there. It was flawless. The town wasn't run on tourism. It was run on the backbones of the people that worked, that worked for a living, had their own businesses. They paid a lot of property tax. They got a cheap home, but a lot of property tax. And they were able to, you know, what was it? There was a defund the police protest in Huntington Beach, and these fucking idiots are like, why do we need the police? This is a safe town. And you fucking look at them. Remember, guys, remember when I told you that when I went to Huntington High, right across the street was a fucking police station? That's why it was an open school campus? Or it was an open campus school? Like, these fucking idiots don't seem to, like, register that in their thick fucking heads. They don't seem to understand that the reason why the police officers are so effective and they're so able to maintain order is because they're strict, they put up with no bullshit, and they have small police departments littered all over the city. You have them in shopping malls, you have them in you have like a couple kiosks here and there. You have a little strip mall. They're just located everywhere so that at any given time they can react and mobilize and address the threat. I can't tell you how many fucking police officers patrol Huntington Beach, like the strip, Main Street and PCH. That place is under fucking lockdown. They have a police department and a sheriff's department working in the same building. There is no fucking running. If you so much as even cause a fucking public disturbance on the strip, you're done. You're fucking done. They used to hand out misdemeanor tickets until the shit started getting out of hand and people started fucking doing stupid shit. Now, you get a fucking hefty ass fine and a fucking month in jail. You get fucked. But that was because the people from Huntington Beach had enough, and they demanded that something be done about that. Do you see how that works now? So when these people come out and protest and they say this town's already safe, like, how the fuck do you think that came about, stupid? Because the citizens of Huntington Beach paid for it. They made sure of it, that town was fucking under wraps, that it was kept safe. Like, it doesn't fucking register to these people. They're fucking inept. What bothers me about this whole situation is that you gotta divide between Maui. Those that want to grieve and those that want to continue on. There's a lot of feminine energy on that island, dude. And that's just a part of it. Like, if you live by the beach, that's just the nature of the beast. You're going to attract feminine, liberal energy. That's just the way it is. There's no way around about it. There is literally nothing you can do to stop that from happening. That liberal energy just fucking permeates and poisons the entire fucking city. Now, here's the thing, right? When you look at Palestine, that place was a victim of somebody else's fucking bullshit. There was literally, it was like, I think I uploaded a video on East Palestine just recently. And the whole city, including the mayor, including everyone, they're all trying to come after this company for the way that they handled shit. And there was no fucking, you know, conspiracy theory. There was no fucking laser weapons. There was no fucking alpha waves. There was no fucking Project Harp. No Project Bluebeam. No Project Mockingbird involved. It was just a corporation that did something fucking selfish by shortening the staff of the conductors and fucking over the city and saying, you know what? We're going to chance it. We're going to run these fucking chemicals with hardly anyone taking care of the fucking situation, and we're just gonna run this fucking train, and then if it crashes, we'll just sum it up to human or operator error. We'll come, we'll do the investigation ourselves, we'll do the minimum amount of work so that we can skate through, since the government gave us permission to fucking do the investigation ourselves. We'll police ourselves, we'll monitor ourselves. And then we'll give you the bare minimum so that we don't have to cut you a check and you guys can go on about your merry fucking lives. Merry Christmas. And in the meantime, the water's polluted. It's infecting thousands and thousands of cities. The topsoil is fucked in that town. And everybody keeps saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Because I know I'm going to die before the illness gets me, but what about my grandkids? We need to move the fuck out of here. That's exactly what happened in Centralia, Pennsylvania. Another fucking beautiful town that disappeared because of government interference. And, what is it called? Bureaucracy. Government bureaucracy. Now let me circle back a little bit. Do you want to know why I'm pissed and why I'm uploading so much? So much dog shit? That's because that fire in Maui was preventable. And I'll prove it. Whenever I did construction, whenever I did tree trimming, whenever I did whenever I did the temper work, whenever I was a skilled operator, whenever I fucking operated machinery, whenever I did anything, including the job that I'm doing now, I always took my position as a safety guy fucking serious. Because in the blink of an eye, some shit can go down. And if you're not taking your job serious, people get fucking hurt. That's why I'm pissed. Is because the companies didn't give a flying fuck about the people. About the first off, they didn't give a fuck about the land that they're occupying. They don't give a shit about the people that they're providing this service to. They don't realize that, fuck, dude, what we're providing is a very dangerous service. Like, over here in Vegas, we can afford it. Everything is maintained 24/7. If something goes down, your internet is going to be back up guaranteed within 10 hours. Your power is going to be restored within a certain amount of time. Your gas is going to be fixed. You're going to be rerouted or taken care of because the temperatures out here get fucking crazy. So my point is that everything here is taken care of. So why wouldn't they have that same contingency plan? Like in Catalina, contingency plan. Why wouldn't they have that same contingency plan in Maui? After they had just had a fire in 2018, why didn't they get together, band together as a fucking city? And then I hear this shit all the time, like 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, 6 years later, everybody's like, oh, we never saw this coming. How the fuck did you not see this coming? It's because they were too busy fucking enjoying themselves and not giving a fuck about their neighbor, about their city, about anything other than themselves. That's why I don't give a fuck. It's not until it's too late, the dog's already fucking made a mess, there's shit everywhere, that's the only time that they're like, okay, now we need to train the fucking dog. Now we need to do something about this. Now we need to fix it. Now that it's too fucking late. Do you want to know why I'm pissed? It's because I didn't see Oprah, The Rock, Tom Hanks, and fucking that other guy, fucking Aquaman guy. I didn't see them go to East Palestine and fucking donate. I didn't see the fucking cameras over there. I didn't see her passing out fucking pillows and socks and whatever the fuck else she's passing out. Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why she gives a fuck about Maui? It's because that's where her property's at. Her property value just took a shit. So it's in her best interest to bring it back up so that her property, along with Tom Hanks' property and whoever the fuck else owns property out there, doesn't lose its value. In the meantime, they're hiring all these other companies to go out and try to scout to see if they can buy those properties for apparently what they're saying at pennies on the dollar. But instead of the government bailing them out, they're expecting us to do it. Us as American citizens. And here's the thing about America that I found out about that probably many of you may already know this since you're already fucking pretty keen on stuff like this. We donate more money than the entire fucking than the entire fucking globe, dude. We have the biggest military power, but we also have the biggest heart. Sometimes both. Sometimes our fucking love comes in the form of a bullet or a bomb. Look at Ukraine. But my point is that we give and we give and we give and we give and we give. And for whatever reason, it doesn't seem to stop and, like, sink into these politicians' heads that, like, dude, we've given enough. We're done. And then somehow or another, It's like right as Biden is being investigated, there's a fire in Maui. There's a fire in Texas. There's a fire somewhere else. You know, California just recovered from its fucking fire. Every fucking time. Everything is hyper-focused, hyper-magnified. Whenever shit like this happens, these politicians are trying to get away with fucking shit. There's a crisis at the border, there's a fucking war in Ukraine, and there's tons of fucking people starving. We got another fire in fucking, you know, the second fire in Maui, apparently. I don't know how long ago that was put out. But there's one in Texas now. And that one is actually kept hush-hush. Why? Because it's just acreage. It's blank. It's not affecting anyone famous, and it's not affecting anyone in particular. So nobody gives a shit. But again, my point is that where the fuck were these famous people when the shit happened in Palestine? Where the fuck are the famous people now that the shit's happening in Texas? They're nowhere to be found because they don't give a fuck about those places. So in my personal judgment, Maui's got a lot of fucking attention, a lot of camera time. They have a lot of fucking celebrities over there. What they should do is start to fucking shake the ashes off their fucking, off themselves. Use it as fucking strength and tell these fucking people, these celebrities, to get the fuck off their island. And that is not a request. That is not an ask. That is an order. You know what Oprah Winfrey said? Oh, I think I'll be making a donation sometime in the near future. She has $2.5 billion. $2.5 billion. And somehow she can't bring herself. She can't bring herself to fucking shed 50 million of that to the people of East Palestine, to the fire department in Texas. To give to some of those fucking families out in Maui. No. What'd she do? She gave them a fucking blanket and a pillow. Like, it makes me fucking sick to my stomach, because that's exactly what I'm looking at the liberals. They came to my fucking town saying that they were going to make everything better, and I knew better. I fucking knew better. Let me tell you something. When 9/11 happened, I was living in Cypress, California, Orange County. It's at the border between LA and Orange County. And I was going to a place called Bell Middle School. I don't know, maybe they changed the name now because I can't find it. Skated to school. Gave a speech. And I just watched everything unfold for years. How my government just was inept. They didn't give a shit. My president was always on vacation. When I saw the bombings, I thought, like, what the fuck are we doing? I felt like I was doing the killing. I thought it was a movie at first, and I asked this guy, like, is that the news? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, is that us bombing? And he's like, and he just looked at me, and he just saw my eyes just about to fucking water, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he's like, yeah, kid, that's us. And he just looks at the screen with me, and I'm like holding it together. And he goes, you want some coffee? And he fucking pours me a decaf, and we're just sitting there. Like, that was my first man drink. That was my first man moment. Was staring at a screen, because of a choice that I fucking made. I couldn't vote, I couldn't say anything, but other people were motivated by my anger to the point where they felt like they needed to back that up. I don't know how to explain it, but the way that I felt was like my agreeance to bombing that fucking poor country to death back into the Stone Age was my fucking doing. And watching it unfold crippled me. It fucked with my head for years. I wanted to join the army so that I could go in, and my mom was like, no, I don't want you to join. So I didn't. And my stepdad didn't want me to either, because he was like, I want you to have a family, and I want you to have kids, and I'll give you 10 grand if you stay. Who's going to pass up 10 grand? 10 grand to me was a shitload of money. So in any case, you know, when moments like those happen in life, I study them. I study them very, very carefully. My government was inept. They lied to me. I was told that we were out there trying to save the world from terrorism. And we were the fucking terrorists. The whole fucking time. We were the boogeyman. And it wasn't Alex Jones who woke me up. It wasn't Zeitgeist the film that woke me up. It wasn't Loose Change. It wasn't any of that shit. Do you want to know what woke me up? Made me realize that we're the fucking bully? Was when it happened again and again and again. When COVID happened, I was like, why does this feel familiar? And the propaganda was all over the TV again. And I knew better. I told my buddies, like, dude, it's a fucking flu virus. It ain't the fucking plague. Yeah, but it's killing people. It's like, how the fuck do you know? So me and my buddy, we did a little reconnaissance. We put our masks on and we walked down to our local, hospital. And we cruised by, and they had tents. They had tents. And we walked by the tents, and there was no one there. There was just one security guard who was there at the podium. And I walked up to him, and my buddy like begged me not to, because he didn't want me to get sick. But I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, man, I just wanted to ask, do you guys have anybody, in the emergency room? And he's like, nah, man, nobody's checked in. And I'm like, not for COVID or anything? He's like, nah. Nobody's checking in for COVID, maybe for car accidents or overdoses, but or heat strokes, but not for COVID. And I'm like, hey, don't you think that's a little weird? And he looks at the tent behind him and he goes, yeah, but they tell us to stay distant, And I was like, all right, man, well, be safe. And then I fucking turned to my buddy and I was like, dude, there's nobody in the tent. And he walked over there, looked carefully, asked a couple questions. And he goes, where the fuck is everybody? If this is so heinous and there's like, what, 50 to 60, I think like 70,000 people in Bakersfield, where the fuck is everybody at the hospital? And then when we went out the next day, everybody was partying, everybody was drinking, everybody was having a good time. Nobody was worried about getting sick. I remember there's one black kid, I fucking had like this paint mask on. And he's like, that shit ain't gonna work, it's gonna get in his eyes. And he had the mask like down to his nose. Like he didn't give a fuck. He was just wearing it just for the simple fact that, he didn't want to get fucked with. I'm telling you, dude. When the fucking propaganda machine started, it was like I was transported back into my high school body. It was like I went back in time and I knew better. You know that fantasy? Like, I wish I could go back in time. And, with the brain that I have today, what I would do You know what I mean? That's exactly how I felt in that moment. And I fucking took advantage of that moment every fucking day that I was alive during that time. I didn't come out rich. I didn't come out because that wasn't my fucking goal. My goal was to wake people up and to get them to realize that, dude, this is another fucking manipulation tactic. Do not fucking swear away your rights. These are edicts. They're not laws. Edicts. It's nothing. It's a social contract. You can either decide to obey it or not. Nobody obeyed most of those laws. The shops that had that didn't have the mask mandate, those places got business. They got raided pretty much. Lawfully. I mean, they like went in there and paid for everything. Those places got banging business. They could not keep their doors. They were open 24 hours a day almost. You could see the owner fucking like tripping out because his eyes were just like fucking sagging from like being open like for long periods of time. He was like taking naps between customers. Those places got business, but the other places where you had to fucking wear a mask, fucking ghost towns. The food was closed. The you know, fucking, what was it? Uber Eats was banging. DoorDash was popping. But I'm telling you, I didn't fall for it that second time. No way. I wasn't about to give away my rights. And the dumb bitch who said that she fucking remembered 9/11 didn't remember 9/11 the way that I did. She remembered the incident. She didn't remember the whole scenario. So she was like, all we got to do is just wear the mask. And I'm like, dude, they're not going to get rid of that mandate. They're going to keep it for as long as they fucking can. They're not going to surrender their power after this. They're going to want more and more and more. She was like, no, all we got to do is get vaccinated. And I was like, dude, that's already, dude, you're already trying to surrender your fucking bodily autonomy. Stop. They're not going to stop there. And then what did they do? They're like, hey, if you don't get the shot, we're going to fucking not, you know, you can't show up to work. And I'm like, bro, they're basically terminating you from your job. Well, all people have to do is get the shot. No, that's forcing people. So what, do they have the, so it's either get the shot and not show up to work? What the fuck kind of choice is that? What, are they going to fucking assemble shit from their house? Or are they going to clean shit? Or are they going to fix cars from their fucking garage? Like, dude, what? Were the carpenters gonna fucking frame the shit and then mail it to the fucking location? Like, what the fuck? It didn't dawn on this dumb fucking bitch who's supposed to be a doctor who went to fucking college for 4 years. It didn't dawn on her. And then guess what? When it was all over, I fucking rubbed it in her face like dog shit. And all these fucking celebrities were coming out of the fucking wind or out of the woodwork, just coming up with stupid ass songs, coming up with dumb ass fucking TikTok parodies. And that gave birth to the fucking internet, to the internet sensations that we have today. I can't tell you how many videos that I watched that took place during COVID, where all these Twitch streamers like made fucking banging money, dude. They were all getting drunk on stream together and having a gay old time. But my point is that it never fucking ceases to amaze me how whenever disaster happens, Hollywood somehow just cannot keep its fucking nose to itself. Cannot mind its own business. Cannot keep to itself. It needs to stick its nose anywhere there is a disaster so that it can fucking protect itself. Protect its interests. And I'm so sick and tired of fucking seeing that, man. Because where are the fucking celebrities when there's corruption involved with a politician? Nowhere to be found. Where are the fucking celebrities when there's a, you know, a fucking a jewelry, or excuse me, a liquor store robbery. Nowhere to be found. The only time they make a fucking stink is when they're their fucking neighborhood's on fire. On fire. That's why I'm pissed. Like, I'm fucking actually surprised that the people of Maui are telling Oprah to basically go fuck herself. She's like, we don't want your fucking pillows. We want our homes back. See, they're under the impression that there was a fucking laser weapon or something that was involved to get rid of their homes, which wasn't the case. It was an accident. But the thing was that the accident was preventable. Now here's the fucking catch 22. It's not the catch 22. Here's a smoking gun. Was that done intentionally? Was that problem not addressed under the guise or the hopes that maybe someday it would cause a fire in that part of town? The wind and the hurricane and the storm or whatever that blew the fucking fire, that just so happened to be Mother Nature, man. But was the neglect intentional for that to happen? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, here's the thing, man. From what I've noticed from all these fucking sociopaths and narcissists and psychopaths, they always know when bad shit's about to happen, and they never fix it. They just let it play out. Because during the chaos, a narcissist will stick their face in front of the camera and say, "Look at what a good person I am." A sociopath will figure out a way how to take advantage of the situation and make himself the center of the universe and try to gain more power. And a psychopath will go on a rampage during the chaos. He's the one who's knocking on their doors and asking if he could buy their land for pennies on the dollar. Are you starting to put the picture together? Why I'm so pissed? Maybe that'll clear something up. Because it happened in my town. And these people need to wake up. Because they're next. They're on the chopping block. They're next on the menu. It happened in East Palestine. If they didn't learn from East Palestine what our government is capable of, then there's really no hope for them. And I don't feel sorry. I often look at my experience in life and I think to myself, how fortunate am I? I don't have a life savings saved up. But I've got a wealth and world of knowledge to my fucking disposal now. What I sought to achieve as a young kid, how the world works, is finally in my fingertips. I finally get it. Like, the wheels are starting to slowly connect, and the gears are finally starting to turn, and I'm finally starting to understand how the machine works. So when I see people of Maui, how they're older than me trying to figure out if it was a laser weapon, like, how fucking insulting is that? They're trying to figure out if Oprah Winfrey started the fire. Like, come on. You need to blame fucking Hawaiian Electric and hold them accountable and make sure you fucking... They own trillions of dollars. Make sure that every single one of those fucking trillions of dollars is paid to you for the rest of your life, Maui. That is my recommendation. B. because I'm here to tell you that they're going to try to do everything in their power to say, we followed protocol, we followed procedure, and everything checked out. That is what they're going to tell you, if they haven't already. Little do people know is that wherever those lampposts and those telephone posts and all that shit is at, that is their property. And it is up to them to maintain that property. Now, they call this the right of way. Is it the county? Is it the city? Or is it the company's property that started the fire? Because if it was the city's problem, then Maui, you got no one to blame but yourself, because you guys should have put city workers to work to clear that fucking that debris. And Hawaiian Electric, it was your fault for allowing that post to get that out of shape. There should have been somebody monitoring those posts. Every post has a number designated to that area. I don't know if you guys have ever had a chance to look at them, but there's a post number, and you can call, a number to basically, it's like an operator number. It's kind of like a 911, but for utilities. And you call that number and you tell them like, hey, this post number, this and that off of this street and this street, or close to this address, it looks like it's in really bad condition. It looks like it needs to be serviced. And then they'll come out and service it. Or they have, company employees that are literally hired to go out and, make sure, maintain or make sure that those pieces of wood are under operating and working condition. But that wasn't done. It was neglected, and apparently it was neglected for a very, very long time. So while everybody thought that, while everybody thought that Oprah was going to be their saving grace for Maui, now they're realizing the mistake that they made. And here's the thing, they signed away their rights to be able to tell the county, like, hey, we don't want just any random people coming over here and moving into Maui. We want to be able to make sure that our kids get a fighting opportunity to own property and land here first. They didn't do that. They surrendered their power and said, fuck it. We'll let our local government deal with this. And that is the dumbest fucking thing. I keep having to fucking harp on this because that is the dumbest fucking thing anybody can do. And there is nobody who is snobbier, who thinks that they know more, who thinks that they're better than you, is a fucking local city worker. My mom had to deal with it when she had to file for paperwork. She had to file a restraining order when I was a kid against my father. And people at the police station were treating her like shit. And she had to file a report on one of the police officers to the city commissioner. And he put an end to that. And luckily, my grandmother knew the mayor, so that complaint got to that guy's desk pretty quick. I mean, same thing goes for, I don't know, it just goes on and on and on, man. The bureaucracy of everything that's going on right now is just, it's sickening. It's really sickening. Because no one is like taking the time to clear their head and realize that these people have no one to blame but themselves. And they lost a shit ton of people because of it. Because of their poor choices, their poor decision making, their poor voting, their inability to want to get involved. Like, it's not until now that they're actually putting fucking fire and pressure on these politicians. But it's too late. You've lost so many people. You lost a significant amount of soldiers there. You lost your voting power. You lost your audience to protest with. And, you know, God forbid, but it doesn't seem like it. But you've also lost your legacy as well. So now this next generation coming in can look one of two ways. It can either be with the machine or against it. I mean, only time will tell. And you already know how propaganda works. It's slow, methodical, but it's effective. Hell, it almost worked on me. Now, going back to the people of East Palestine, I haven't heard anything from that place. Just a local guy doing some local journalism that I wouldn't even count. People wouldn't even count it as journalism. It's borderline journalism. But he's like, dude, you know, the people of the city are like doing their own investigating. They're doing their own chemical tests. They're doing their own shit and submitting it to the proper authorities so that we can get a fucking lawsuit going. But that town is taking it upon themselves to do it. See what I mean? They have no one to turn to. They don't have any fucking billionaires going over there. They don't have Mark Wahlberg going over there and like, hey, dude, I got fucking tons of money, man. You know, you don't have fucking Seth MacFarlane going down there and like, hey, how's it going, everyone? Let's join in arms and go against this tyranny. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what pisses me off. Like I said, Oprah doesn't give a fuck about anybody in Maui. She just lost her property value. That's what she's depressed about. Now she's going over there trying to make it seem like she's fucking giving a fuck. She just asked an entire nation who's fucking bankrupt and emotionally in debt, who's tired of seeing fucking the politics, who are getting robbed day to day by fucking adolescents and youth on a day to day basis, watching their fucking stores close because, you know, the cops don't want to do their fucking job. Getting mugged, getting shot at. I just saw a video where this black guy, he's like, bro, we were at a funeral and these fucking kids just rolled in and just started like shooting up the place. That's where we're at now. Like the other day I was on my way to the fucking bodega to go get some instant noodles and some fucking kids dressed in red were just going down the street fucking just making a fucking scene for no reason. You couldn't even understand what they were saying. You couldn't even understand what the fuck they were saying. They were just screaming fucking on the Instagram fucking live, just saying whatever rhetoric that was on their mind. Hey, yo, we down here. You know how it be. You know what we doing. You know how chill it is. Yeah, it's out here fucking hot. Hotter than a motherfucker. It's just like, fucking why? Ain't nobody do it like us. Ain't nobody doing this. We just down here by ourselves, just up in this motherfucker, just doing this. Like, what the fuck? Everybody's just looking over at them like they're fucking idiots. There's like five of them, or six of them. They're jumping up and down, just fucking acting fucking retarded. And it's just like, I stayed the fuck away from him because I already know me. I don't put up with that bullshit. So I'm like, bro, like, I'm taking fucking all of them with me, if not one of them with me. But one of them is coming with me. And if I fucking live, God forbid, it's going to be fucking prison time for my ass. Put my hands on a minor, plus, you know, it would be assault on them. Like, I would have been in the wrong and so, for some fucking godforsaken reason. Because I told him to keep it down. So I was like, nah, bro, I'm standing fucking my ass way the fuck over here on the other side of the street. And I saw them crossing, and I just fucking crossed right. I just crossed, like, parallel to them. I was like, fuck this shit. And I kept a goddamn cool 100 feet away from them. Fuck that shit. So after they saw that video, I just like, I'm reading the comment section, and this guy said, stereotypes aren't given, they're earned. And then this other guy said, what's wrong with the Negro youth of today? And then some fucking lady said, or some other guy said, y'all be swinging that nigga word everywhere you go, and then you wonder why you guys get popped. So I'm watching I'm reading the comments section of this video of this guy who was shot at a fucking funeral, and he's crying his eyes out, trying desperately to fucking maintain some kind of frame. And the poor guy just can't fucking bring himself to do it, and he's just fucking just clinging for whatever fucking manhood he's got left, saying like, you guys have lost your fucking minds, you guys are just out here just blasting for the sake of blasting. He's like, it makes no sense at a funeral. And so I see shit like that, like, where's Oprah there? Where's Oprah then? Where the fuck is The Rock then? You know what I mean? San Francisco's about to fucking, you know, fall apart. Where the fuck are they at now? Los Angeles is like literally just a desolate wasteland. Where the fuck are they then? You know, Seth Rogen is like, you live in Los Angeles, bro. I mean, it's a part of the fucking culture out here. To what, break into fucking people's cars and steal shit? How the fuck is that a part of the culture? Let me tell you something. When I grew up, the culture wasn't like that. There wasn't fucking homeless rampant everywhere. See what I'm saying? These people fucking come from nowhere to California and they just like, oh, that's just the way it is. And then they vote the way they do, thinking that they're a part of the fucking California experience, and they live in a fucking bubble. They don't live in an apartment complex in Watts. They don't live in the center, in the heart of Compton. They don't live in the fucking ghetto side of Long Beach. They don't live on fucking, you know, on the west side of fucking Inglewood. Or fucking in the heart of Huntington Park. No, dude. They're living nowhere near that. They're living in the most bougiest parts of fucking LA. The art district on the top floor. You know, fucking Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, Culver City. What was that? What fucking Kingdom City or whatever that fucking little place is called. It looks like a castle, like Castle City or something like that. It parallels between Beverly Hills and Culver. Nah, man, they don't live amongst the peasants. And then they talk that shit. They vote your fucking rights away. They do all this other shit. They play this fucking, you know, holier than thou bullshit. They say how shit this country is, and yet they don't leave it. And they keep voting like dog shit, thinking that they're doing the righteous decision. Well, and I hear it all the time. Well, it's better than the fucking last president we had, because the last president we had was a racist. How fucking delusional. Speaking of delusion, for Oprah to go down there and hand out pillows and socks, you know, apparently her property didn't get touched by the fire, because she hired private firefighters to put out the fire. What kind of optics is that? What kind of optics does that send? Protect my property first, fuck everybody else. What message does that send? You basically told the people of Maui, hey, thanks for the land, now go fuck yourself. That's what's been bothering me. And people don't seem to wake up. I don't know, maybe they are waking up. But I'm telling you, dude, this black youth shit, these fucking politicians, these fucking celebrities, we need to start fucking going to their Twitter and telling them to go fuck themselves. That's what we need to do. Elon Musk, that guy used to be like Batman to me. But I'm realizing that social media is just one of those powers, is one of those superpowers that shouldn't really be in just any one person's hand. Like, one CEO just isn't a good idea. It should be broken up into several different sections and divisions, and all of those fucking companies should come together. And even then, dude, whether you have five CEOs or one CEO, they're all going to have a power trip. For whatever reason, fucking nerds and computers, they just fucking have a power trip. I don't know what it is. Like I've never had so much empathy in my entire life up until this moment, and I'm realizing that the fucking people that have the least amount of empathy are the people that work behind computers. And I look at him and I'm like, dude, what the fuck is your issue? What the fuck is your problem? You work a tablet, you work a phone, you fill out some paperwork, you talk to somebody over the phone, and suddenly all like living in accordance and living in accountability, right? Like, taking care of all these responsibilities and being honest and open and living in accountability, for whatever reason, it just gives these people the false sense of authority. That's what I'm noticing. It's like, okay, great. You live in accountability all day long. Great. What does that do for me? For whatever fucking reason, these people think that they're so fucking high and mighty. They're so much better than you because they live in accountability all day long. They've achieved their tasks, their chores. They've accomplished their missions, they've accomplished these goals, they've accomplished these tasks, they've accomplished these, you know, assignments, and they fucking answer all these calls, and they answer to their bosses, and they give perfect statements at every, and it's like, dude, that doesn't make you a fucking perfect being. It means that you're doing your job. And then the moment that you go up to him with the problem, it's like, well, did you do this to figure it out? Like, no, dude. I was too busy hunking a fucking piece of pipe on my goddamn shoulder for a fucking mile to bring it to this fucking section of part, you know, to this section of town because I wasn't allowed to bring my truck. So I had to hunk all the equipment from point A to point B. Now I'm asking, is this the place that it needs that, you know, that this job needs to be done at? Can you fucking verify that, yes or no? And if not, get me someone on the phone who can.
I don't like the way you're talking to me, so I'm going to report you to HR.
That's the kind of life I'm living. But yeah, dude, like I got into it with my foreman one day. Because he was just like, he was just out of nowhere, just fucking started insulting me, and it just fucking came out of nowhere. And I looked at him, and I was like, bro, are you okay? Like, do you need to eat? You know, he's a fat guy, so he fucking took it personal. And I just like, alright, whatever, dude. And I just started working. He started going off, and I just started working, and then all of a sudden, he starts screaming over and over and over again, and I'm like, dude, I got it under control. Can you just let me do this job, please? And he started screaming again and again and again and again. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? What's with the yelling? Like, why are you fucking belittling me and why are you badgering me, dude? What the fuck is the problem? And finally, like, you know, he's just like, hey, bro, if you don't want to work with me. And I was like, dude, that's not the problem. I'm trying to figure out why you're exploding on me out of fucking nowhere. There's certain things that I'm not allowed to do that you're asking me to do. So which is it? Do you want me to break certain rules and violate the company policy, or do you not? You don't get to fucking pick and choose when that happens. See what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, to me, it's just like I'm staring at this fucking guy and he's just like giving me this blank look, like, oh, I didn't realize I was doing that. And I'm just like, okay, dude, like, are we in alignment now? Are we good? Because I'm not trying to fucking hate on you. It's not that I fucking don't like you. It's just out of nowhere, you just explode on me, and I'm trying to figure out where the fuck this comes from. How the fuck am I supposed to read your mind? This guy's in the middle of cutting a pipe, and I'm looking to myself like, okay, like, he's probably going to need some pipe cutters to make that job easier. Hurry up and go get me the pipe cutters! And it's just like, dude, relax. I'm in the middle of fucking looking for it. Fucking calm down. Well, you sure already know. You already know what step comes after this. And I'm like, dude, how about this? I don't. What do you think of that? Like, calm the fuck down. I'll go get you the pipe cutters. Relax. You know, I don't like your attitude. Blah, blah. It's just like, oh, here we go, dude. And it's like, hey, man, if you don't like it, you're just going to have to figure out one of two ways to deal with it. One of them involves some after-work activity. And the other one is just squash it down in your chest. But I don't have a problem with you. I just want to work. But that's what I'm fucking dealing with. And I'm noticing this shit, like, everywhere. It's like... And here's the thing that makes me so sad is that there's foremen that are, like, in their 50s and 60s and 70s that are all like, dude, I'm fucking sick and tired of this job, man. Like, fuck this job. I'm not, like, they were, like, there's people that are, like, planning on retiring when they're 75, and they're like, fuck it. I'm retiring now at fucking 68, 69. I'm getting out of this bullshit. Because they actually enjoy their job, they enjoy their work, but they're like, nah, dude, the company policy sucks. The people I work with suck. They expect me to do more than I'm able to do. Like, fuck everybody. So it's just like, so it's in the, everything is framed in a way where it's the people on the ground versus the people in the office. And I can't tell you how often the people in the office just don't fucking get it. They want you to just do it by the book, and sometimes that's just not possible. And they don't seem to get that through their thick monkey head. I don't know, dude. Like, our culture here in America is fucked. We're fucked. To unfuck this is going to take another 10, 15 years, 20 years. And if you look at Gen Z coming in, they're fucking retards. They're fucking idiots. A lot of them are emotionally charged. A lot of them want the quick fucking dollar. A lot of them don't want to invest in themselves. A lot of them want a quick fucking fix. They've got the answers to solving the world's problems. If only we just had renewable energy. And dude, even I knew that was bullshit back then. I was like, there's no such thing as renewable energy. If you look at what fucking the maintenance cost is and the maintenance is towards a solar panel, you would never use them. It's only there to basically cut your power bill by a quarter, like, depending on how many solar panels and all this other. It's only designed to, like, take off your taxes off of the electric bill. It's not designed for, how do I explain it? It's not designed for longevity. They need more maintenance than you think. And they don't seem to get that. They don't seem to understand that. Even my cousin who does solar, he's like, yeah, dude, like these, over like 10 years, you're going to need to replace them because there's going to be a newer model that can, you know, absorb more and do all this other shit. And, you know, these things are going to get outdated pretty quick. But, you know, people are so quick to want to, like, save Mother Earth that they'll install like 10 of these at 40 grand and not give a fuck. You know, they won't give a fuck until later when it affects them. But for now, they just want to feel good about saving the environment and saving a couple dollars. It's like all those cocksuckers that come out here and they buy Teslas and they run around like, oh my god, I got a Tesla. And then they're the first ones to get into a fucking fistfight at a goddamn Tesla refueling station. Because everybody's got a fucking Tesla. Everybody's like lined up, right, to, how do I explain this? Everybody's gathered up and everybody's lined up. How do I explain it? To basically feel good about their environment, that they're doing something good for the environment. And you stop and you look and you realize these guys are fucking idiots. They're not doing anything good. Like those protesters that blocked Burning Man. Those people could have died. If they were on their last tank of fuel, fuck, good luck trying to get to the next gas station, dude. And apparently because there was a storm, they canceled Burning Man. So all those people are out there right now trying to weather out the storm. They're on fuel reserves and they're conserving water and they're just basically waiting for the storm to pass so that they can get out because everything's muddy. They did it to themselves, man. They did it to them fucking selves and I have nobody. I don't know, dude. It just like it fucking. It enrages me how these people just don't wake up. They'd rather go party at a in the middle of the desert and to fucking slap their politicians around and tell them to get their fucking act together. I don't know, it's bizarre. It's beyond me. I've already put in my time, I've already done my shit, I've already gone to my protests, I've already spoken to the fucking mayors, I've already spoken to city councils, I've already spoken to the fucking teachers boards, I've already gone through all that shit. Like, I've put in my fucking time. It's everybody else's turn to fucking start doing their goddamn work. And I don't see it, dude. I don't. It just, like, I get comments in the comments, you know, or, you know, private messages here and there, and it's just like, maybe I'm not describing shit properly because I'm such a scatterbrain, but what I see is pretty fucking clear. Nobody gives a fuck. And then they're bitching and whining and complaining why the women are the way they are. Why society is the way it is. And it's like, dude, they have no one to model this shit but us. And then when I put a little fire underneath our ass and I'm like, hey, dude, we need to start fucking mentoring these kids. We need to start getting these bitches in line. We need to start, like, voting for all this shit to get out. We need to start waking people up. Like, these women have all the voting power and they have no ability. They have all the right to fucking kill our kids, to send us to court, and demand money from us, to fucking lie about us getting, you know, raping them and all this other bullshit, not getting fucking deployed. Or drafted, excuse me. I mean, what do you expect when nobody's there to fucking correct, like, course correct? You know, it's like these women, they're like, we don't want to be equal to men in terms of fighting force. We want to be equal to men in, you know, in the business arena. You know what we should do? Let them build a business from the ground up. And then say, like, okay, once your business becomes successful and you have more than 7 employees underneath you, and you can give them fucking full-time, you know, a pension and all, you know, medical, dental, and all this bullshit, then you can come and join our company as a, you know, as a, what is it? Like some kind of pro bono, I forget what it is. Intern. Come in as an intern and then apply for us, you know, that way. We'll give you a 6-month internship, you know, we'll pay you, but you won't qualify for medical or dental until you show us that you're capable of doing this job. Or a year, how about that? And then you could go for the lowest fucking office position and then work your way up from there. That sounds to me like a fucking good idea. Instead, what we do is that, like, we give these women, you know, oh, I can do sales, and then you give them the best fucking sales position, they ace it out of the park, and then they fucking walk around like their shit don't stink, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, you excelled at your job, but that's your job. How the fuck do you... It's like being the best fucking McDonald's worker. Oh, I got a manager position. It's just like, yeah, because you did your job. Who gives a fuck? You're a manager at McDonald's, dick. You're not, you know, you're not the Pope. What is it? Oh, fuck. You know, you're not the President of the United States. You're not the fucking Secretary of Defense. You're not anybody important. You're part of a conglomerate, a corporation. Like, nobody gives a fuck about that. There's nothing to brag there. If those women were, like, saying things that were impactful in nature, then that, to me, would make sense why they're people to follow. And they're just not. They put in the bare minimum. They excel at their job, and then they suck at home. And they expect you to just swallow that and deal with it. And then they wonder, like, why am I single? And it's like, because, dude, you're doing a man's job. You're going through a man's depression. You're going through a man's suffering and struggle. You're going through a man's problem. And then you're going to turn around and say, oh, I'm a boss-ass bitch, and then try to look down at other men because you think that no other woman has made it to the top other than you? It's like, no, dude. There's plenty of women through history that have made it beyond your position. My mom never made it this far. It's just like, because your mom was being a fucking mom. You can't do both. You can't be a... You can't be a successful business person and be a good mom. They're just it doesn't work. How many of you have seen young men that have everything and they're still shit people? They have the car, the nice Mercedes, they have fucking, you know, a bankroll. They live in like this beautiful, glamorous house, and they're still fucking putting ear piercings and fucking lip piercings and all this, you know, tattoos that make no sense. They dye their fucking hair and they go to an Antifa rally, or they become gang members, or they fucking do stupid shit. How many times have you seen that? Why? Because the mother wasn't fucking there, neither was the father. There was no one there to discipline the kid, to give him guidance, to listen to him, to be there to say, hey, son, I know you want to belong to something apart that's like bigger than yourself, but maybe it's a really dumb fucking idea for you to go to people that are borderline terrorists, that are gang members. Maybe it's going to socially impact your ability to get a good job with a bullnose on your fucking nose, with the word bitch tattooed on your lips. Maybe that's not a good idea. No, my son, like, dude, I have a fucking a chick that I work with who's, you know, her son, he's fucking bald head. He's a ex-gang member, and she says that he's the greatest son that she's ever had. And I just look at her like, are you fucking dumb, dude? Dude, I'm going to tell you this right now. I got one of my aunts. She'll tell you right off the cuff. Like, you know, some of my kids are fuck-ups. She's straight up. She's like, I love my kids, but some of them are just fucking up. And that's the thing, dude. It's just, that's where we're at. That is where we are at. These women are delusional. They don't see the fucking chaos that they're causing and the problems that they cause. Then they pass that idealism, that ideology down to their fucking offspring, and then they vote the way they do. They don't see the problems because they're too busy fucking focused on their emotions. It's just, I look at the politicians and they're the exact same way. They treat the halls of Congress and the Oval Office like it's fucking high school. And it's embarrassing. And then they fucking insult our intelligence. Like, we have no idea whose cocaine that was at the White House. Somehow they can figure out who the fuck was at January 6th. They can figure out who everybody is at January 6th, but can't figure out whose cocaine that was. Like, isn't that fucking convenient? It's just embarrassing at this point. We're so fucking delusional on a lot of shit. And it's just like, we did this shit to ourselves. So now I'm just along for the ride, dude. Like, East Palestine didn't get a fair shake, and I'm like, no one else should either. I don't think fucking Maui deserves a bailout. I think they deserve to struggle a little bit. Toughen up. No, Texas fucking, it just sucks, dude. Probably the same problem, I guarantee it. But East Palestine didn't get a fair shake. Well, whatever. I'm gonna go finish my beer. Guard your heart.